Welcome to this new episode. We are going to dive a bit deeper into the importance of transmuting sexual energy into something pure and powerful, something that can really connect us to the divine and meaning, also connect us deeply to ourselves. I want to teach you how to be your own inner alchemist and learn how to turn metal into gold, because this is what it's all about. It's the true essence of working with sexual energy. Tantra, this technique is called sublimation. And whether you do have physical sex or not, whether you are celibate in your life or you're actually having active sex, it is really, really important feature to learn this ability to sublimate sexual energy, sublimate the energy from our sex centers and move it throughout our whole body. In other words, it's learning to raise the sexual energy up through our body to raise consciousness and induce ourselves a state of bliss. And thus, sexual energy becomes our means to enter in a profound state of meditation. It becomes an extremely spiritual experience and allows us to enter really into altered state of consciousness of bliss. And also, it happens so many times that people come to Tantra looking for sex, and then at some point in their journey, they actually find God. They found the divine, because through the sexual energy in these teachings that teach us to sublimate, to refine sexual energy and make us more and more spiritual, more and more intimate with our own nature, with the divine. In normal sex, we usually tend up to build the sex energy under tension of the body. We build it up until we can't contain it anymore, and then we release it in form of ejaculation in men, or tension release orgasm in women, mainly by the clito. And after this build up, there's this explosion of the orgasm, and a huge relief, right? And for most of us in the world, sex is all about this sense of building up sexual energy and releasing it to arrive at that precise sense of relief. And I do remember when I was in this kind of relationship with sexuality, I related to my sexual energy this way, and it was all about releasing this tension. My partners and I would have sex basically only to use each other to release this tension. And also, when I was masturbating a lot, I was always focusing so much on the clito. And it was just a very, very fast experience. I would just, my whole masturbation would last 5 minutes, because it was just like peak orgasm and then done. And that actually deprived me of energy. And also, a common situation that happens over time is that men become addicted to this type of sex, and women actually slowly begin to lose interest in it. Or also the other way around could happen. So what I want you to know is that this kind of tension sex also comes from this belief that sex is bad, that sex is wrong. Because when we feel turned on, we start to contract our muscles. We contract against that arousal energy. We resist it. We're almost opposing to it. And when the sexual energy is too strong to resist, we let it go. What is a tension release orgasm? And usually from there, the sexual encounter is over. Or at least you need like that refractory period to accumulate energy again. What happens here is that in time, this kind of sexual act can really deplete the body's reserves. It can deplete our reserve of life force. The life force of man, for example, is in the semen. And when you are young, you may not necessarily feel it, but in time, you might begin to notice that your sexual encounters actually deplete you instead of energizing you. And the most common situation is when the man ejaculates and it's done, and the woman still has to reach an orgasm. So what can we do? What we do with all this? Luckily for us, there are practices that you may do in a couple, but also solo, to undo, to unlearn these habits and move more and more in a relaxed state of arousal. a relaxed state of arousal, which is the first and fundamental step. Yet if you do stay on that level of arousal, okay, you learn to relax, you learn to not contract your muscles, you learn to breathe deeply into that arousal, but you may stay in this like horizontal level. You stay just in like in the first two chakras and you won't be able to use that energy for higher purposes. You will like be indulging and not bringing that energy nowhere. And you will like stay in that feel of wetness and hotness. And then most probably you will want to come with a peak orgasm at some point. So what happens after activating the relaxed state of arousal? There is sublimation, in which you learn to raise vertically upwards. You raise and direct sexual energy upwards through your body. And there are practices also for that. We can sublimate also with our own minds, only bringing our attention. There's a very, very accurate saying that where intention goes, energy flows. Meaning that where we direct our thoughts, we move the energy in our bodies. As simple as that. So when we feel that there's a lot going on in our lower chakras, in our genitals, we can stay with that, with our awareness. And then we can imagine, we can visualize a ball of light that from our lower chakras goes up from the spine, right on top of the top of your head. Okay, so you might also want to bring breathing along with the visualization. You can imagine the ball of light coming up while you inhale deeply as it is rising. So you breathe, you inhale, and that ball of light is just simply going up through the spine on top of your head. And perform this way, it is already a technique, a very powerful technique per se. And what is the reason to sublimate energy anyways? It's not just to change our sexual habits and enhance our pleasure potential, which is already a huge beneficial achievement, but it's also about to refine our sexual energy. We can transform literally raw, untamed, heavy energies that make us feel stuck, like such as depression or self-hatred, grief, maybe sadness, anger, low energy. We can transform all that into bliss and ecstasy and true authentic healing. We can shake off the old patterns that no longer serve us. And this is so important because we can be our own means of healing and we can change our entire reality like true alchemists. Not an average feat. And also, when we learn to sublimate, we can also achieve full body orgasms. Because the energy that was kept there in our sacrum area will begin to circulate in our whole body. And thus, you can achieve those powerful, life-changing orgasms. Because every single cell of your body can enter in this exquisite state of bliss. So it's very, very, very simple. And next time you feel heavy energy of any kind, or even now, you can do it whenever. You just try simply closing your eyes. Do it now. If you're not driving, hopefully. So simply close your eyes. Focus internally for a moment. Notice the energy in your body. And listen how it feels. Begin relaxing all the contracted muscles that you may have through the inhale and the exhale. Now you may imagine a globe of light creating from the base of your spine and that goes up with the inhale and rise up towards your head and goes to the crown. And then you exhale and it goes back down, back to the sacrum. And you can do this several times. And then when you feel relaxed and feel a shift of energy, you may open your eyes and see how life has already changed. So yeah, it's that easy. Only that, of course, when we are navigating through heavy emotions, it's not easy for us to come to this awareness. We tend to stay contracted and stiff. So the true mastery comes in to really, really let us notice when we have strong emotion bubbling in us and learn to move them consciously within our whole body. And this, of course, is with sexual energy. We can learn to really move this powerful energy in our bodies and regain all our aliveness and control of our experience, control of our bodies, control of our relaxation. When we feel like when we are about to have a peak orgasm, either doing sex with a partner or while you're doing solo practice, we can breathe deeply from the nose, fill up our belly while we bring our intention and attention to this golden globe of energy that goes from our perineum, from our sacrum, through up the spine, through our whole body. We are bringing that energy in our whole system. This is extremely beautiful and invigorating. It can really improve tremendously your sex life, but also your life. If you're interested into diving deeper into sublimation and you would like to learn some deep practices to do so, also with your partner, you can come visit me on my Patreon account where I'm sharing a lot of beautiful practices you can do to harness this precious energy, make it move and shine your radiant being. So thank you for listening, all my love, and I will see you in the next episode.